When Alondra first asked me about joining Earwags, she said to me, well, you know, one big advantage of joining is that you will meet the power women of the university. So the Jean Howards and Alice Kessler Harris's of the university, chairs of departments, things like that. But this is like one of the institutional homes of the power women. And she said, you know, we're a pretty male department. It's important for you to do this anyway. I think, you know, you should really think about it. But there was also a sense, I think, when Alondra took over of a little bit, I mean, it's hard for me to say, but like unease, because it seemed as if it was a little rearrangement of the institution. And I don't know if there hadn't been a lot of new people joining in previous years, but it seems like there's just like a lot of new people there. And drawing from a wide range of places, scientists, and not all of them clearly do research on gender, women and sexuality. So some of us are peripherally, like it's a secondary research project, or, you know, it's a different kind of research. So stuff on men and masculinities, and it's also from like biology, but also a broader range of disciplines. So not as humanistic in its approach. And it's an interesting shift, because I think that the primary teaching that goes on in that department, in the institute, happens through the sort of history humanistic people. But the people who are making up the, like, I've never taught a course that was cross-listed with Earwags. And I suspect I'm not totally unique in that way. And so it's strange, on the one hand, for me to be on the executive committee because of my very sort of, like, you know, what is it that I do for the institute? It's not totally clear. And I think that the bringing in of these new people has brought in new people, but I don't know how much restructuring there's been of the overall curriculum and place of the institute. And so the role that we have to play, I think, is still to be determined in terms of driving the institute forward in the, you know, years to come.